stage. Tickets for Jupiter and Oakwiz can be found at the Cedar Cultural Center website. Visit thecedar.org for more details.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and around the world at KFAI.org. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of music along with news from the Philippines and also hear from the U.S., even as close as Wisconsin, along with some balita and community announcements. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first story of the day from our news desk. And this comes from thestaradvertiser.com. A deep earthquake shook part of the Philippines southwest of the capital on Thursday. But there was no immediate reports of major damage or casualties. The 6.2 magnitude morning earthquake was near Hokkai and about 125 kilometers below the surface, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Deep quakes are often widely felt, but with less potential to cause major damage. Hokkai is about 140 kilometers from Manila. Then we're going to head over to our second story of the evening. And this comes from none other than abcnews.go.com. A Philippine ferry carrying up to 65 passengers and crew members caught fire at sea on Sunday, and a Coast Guard vessel was deployed to rescue those on board and try to extinguish the flames, Coast Guard officials said. The MV Esperanza Star caught fire at dawn while traveling from the Secor province to Bohol Province in central Philippines, the Coast Guard said. It did not immediately say how many people have been rescued from the ferry or if there were any casualties. Photos and videos released by the Coast Guard show flames and black smoke billowing from two decks at one end of the ferry as Coast Guard personnel on board another vessel used a water cannon to try to put out the fire. A fishing boat and one other vessel could be seen nearby. No people could be seen aboard the burning ferry based on the photographs and videos released by the Coast Guard. Sea accidents are common in the Philippine archipelago because of the frequent storms, badly maintained vessels, overcrowding, and spotty enforcement of safety regulations, especially in remote provinces. In March, a fire broke out and raged overnight on a ferry carrying about 250 people and killed at least 31 passengers and crew members off the southern island province of Basilan, the Coast Guard said. In December 1987, the ferry Dona Paz sank after colliding with a fuel tanker, killing more than 4,300 people in the world's worst peacetime maritime disaster. But with it being Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, we are going to have, in regards to our songs for the evening, a bit of a Father's Day theme. And the first of these selections is from an artist that once did perform here in the Twin Cities. That is Gary Valenciano. And this is his song, Father's Love.
Three feet tall and full of questions. You must have thought I was the smartest man alive, and I didn't have all the answers to every little how and where and why. Like, Daddy, why is the sky so blue today? Does Jesus really hear me when I pray? When I grow up, will I be just like you? Will I be tall and strong and brave? No power on earth like your Father's love, so big and so strong as your Father's love. A promise that's sacred, a promise from heaven above. No matter can depend on your Father's love, especially when it's cold, especially when you're lonely, when your little heart's just trying to find its way. And I know the world is always changing, but remember, son, things never change. Even when my life on earth is through, there will still be part of me in you. Some things are forever, nothing's ever gonna take my life.
There is no power
did I care enough when you most needed me? Was I there enough? Enough to make you feel the power. Your father's love, father's love, father's love, your father's love, father's love, father's love.
Once again, that was Gerry Valenciano with his song, Father's Love. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are also can be heard on the web at KFAI.org. /Filipino American National News, and our shows are archived up to 2 weeks from the original broadcast. For right now, we're going to head over to our community announcements section. On Saturday, June the 24th, the first annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival will be taking place at the Mississippi Crossing Event Center in Chaplin, Minnesota, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, you can refer to their website at Minnesota Lumpia Festival. .com. At the same time, on the other side of the world, Filipino American football player and current Minnesota Vikings starting safety Cameron Bynum will be having his first annual Cam VZ Volume 1 football camp at the Rizal Memorial Football Stadium from July 15th through the 16th, the 17th annual Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational will be taking place at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury. There are three divisions of basketball. There is the 40-plus division, 6 feet and under, and open division. For more information in regards to this event, contact the committee chair of the Basketball Invitational, Boo Dava, at 763-528-5768. This past Saturday, there was a captain's meeting amongst some of the captains of the teams that will be participating in this tournament. It looks like across the three divisions, there will be at least a total of 16 teams. Teams hailing from North Dakota and teams for the first time hailing from just a little bit north of us from St. Cloud. And then a team that we've talked about in the past here on the Filipino American National Team or National News that people have been inquiring about for a couple years. But Team Toba, who is from Winnipeg, Canada, will be making a return to the Basketball Invitational this year. In regards to other community announcements, on Sunday, July the 23rd, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be presenting their 35th annual Philippine Day celebration, which will be taking place at Woodbury High School's parking lot / Ojibwe Park, which is also adjacent to Woodbury High School. And for right now, we're going to head over to our second selection. Not quite a song this time, but a spoken word poetry by a person by the name of J.V. Leyson. And the name of this spoken word poetry piece is entitled Papa.
Pa, upo ka muna. Kahit konting oras lang ikaw ay magpahinga. Alam kong pagod ka na. Di mo lang pinapahalata. Kasi, araw-araw, gabi-gabi ang inyong pagkayod. Mainit malamig na panahon lagi yung sinusuyod. Para lamang ang pamilya maitaguyod. Kaya pahinga muna pa. Upang maibsa ng pagod. Sipag at sikap ang katumbas ng bawat pawis. At pagtiyaga ang simbolo ng kamay niyo may bahid ng dungis. Lahat ng pagod sakit ng katawan ay inyong tinitiis. Sapagkat pagandang buhay lang naman sa pamilya ang inyong nais. Lahat ay handa rin sa sakripisyo kitaya. Para sa ikaginhawa ng inyong pamilya. Tanging hangad niyo lang naman na kami ay sumaya. At iparamdam sa amin ang tunay na galak at ligaya. Habang tumatagal ay namumuti na rin ang inyong buhok. Mabilis na rin mangawit at mangalay ang inyong batok. Sa trabaho kasi, lagi kayong tutok. At pag-uwi ng bahay, sinusapong agad kayo ng antok. Sa araw-araw ninyo paghahanap buhay, nasa isip niyo lagi ang mga gastusin sa bahay. Lahat ang danyong ibigay. Kahit walang kapalit na anumang bagay. Ano man ang panahon, umulan man o bumagyo, anong problema, dulubyo. Kahit sumasakit na ang inyong ulo dahil sa mga perwisyo, patuloy pa rin ang inyong sakripisyo. Pa, sana dumating ang araw na kayo aming masuklian, lalo na sa mga sakripisyong inyong inilaan, upang kayo aming matulungan at maibigay namin ang inyong mga pangangailangan. Mag-ingat ka po lagi sa trabaho. Ano mang pagsubok, huwag ka magpapatalo. Alam ko, araw-araw kayong ganado. Lalo na tuwing kayo mag-isweldo. Ang iyong bawat tawag walang katumbas. Tuwat saya na aabot hanggang langit ang taas. At mga lungkot na agad mong pinapalipas. Sapagkat ang mga anak mo ang iyong lakas. Karapat dapat lamang kayong pagmalaki sa lahat. Kaya itong tulay sinulat upang iulat. Na kayo walang katapat. At ang mga sakripisyo niyo higit pa sa sapat. Hindi man kayo perpekto, nagkakamali din bilang tao. Ngunit kahit na ganun, hindi ko'y kinakaila sa mundo na kayo ang naging ama ko. Salamat sa inyong pagkisilbi. Salamat sa inyong pagiging haligi. Hindi ka nagkulang dahil nariyan ka palagi. At salamat sa lahat ng ginawa niyong mabuti. Salamat sa mga ginawa niyong ginamabilang. Dahil alam naman namin na kalinma hindi ka nagkulang. At pagmula na kami maisilang, ginawa niyo ng lahat para sa amin bilang isang magulang. Sa pag-andar ng ating istorya, tayo na tiling isang buong pamilya. Lahat ang pagsubok ay ating kinakaya. Gaano man kalaki ang problema. Sa pagtakbo ng iyong buhay bilang haligi ng tahanan, patuloy ka umaarangkada kahit may harang sa iyong daraanan. Mga harang na siyang suliring na iyong nilagpasan. At mga hirap na kailanman hindi mo inatrasan. Ngayong araw ng mga ama, lahat ng ama ay lubos kong tinitingala. Sana itong tuloy aking naiparating at naipadama upang inyong mapagtanto kung gaano kayo kahalaga at kung gaano kami lubos na nagpapasalamat. sa inyong mga ginawa.
And that was J.V. Lezon with his spoken word piece, Papa. And we do have some time for some more news from the news desk. Duke women's basketball rising senior Vanessa De Jesus announced Tuesday morning that she had been selected to play for Giles, the Philippines senior national team, this summer, with the guard getting to represent her home country at the FIBA World Asian Cup later this month. "I am thrilled for the opportunity to suit up for the Philippines national team," said De Jesus. "Two of the most important things in my life are family and basketball, and through this opportunity, I will be able to represent both. I am thankful to everyone who has helped get me to this point. I look forward to growing as a leader and a basketball player by competing on the global stage." The FIBA Women's Asian Cup is slated for June 26th through July 2nd at the Quay Center in Sydney Olympic Park in Sydney, Australia. With a good showing in Sydney, De Jesus and Gilles will keep themselves in Division A of the tournament. "I am thrilled that Vanessa will have this opportunity to represent the Philippines on the world stage," said Duke's women's basketball head coach, Cara Lawson. "The Asia Cup brings together some of the best senior national teams. She will be tested competing against professional players. I couldn't think of a better way for her to prepare for her senior campaign here at Duke. We'll be rooting hard for her." Gilles, part of the difficult Group B, opens action against host Australia June 26 at 5:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Following that, the Philippine national team will face Japan on June the 27th. The five-time defending FIBA World Asia Cup champions, before closing out the group play with a match versus Chinese Taipei on June 28th. Classification and qualifying games commence the final phase of the event on June 30th, with the semifinals July 1st and finals July 2nd to follow. And then we do, like as I said, have some more time for some other stories from the news desk. Sophomore Aaliyah Finnegan will represent the Philippines as she competes in the 2023 Asian Cup Championships on Friday, June 16th. This marks the first year the Singapore is hosting the prestigious Asian Artistic Gymnastics Championships. Online streaming of the event is also available. The competition will take place at the OCBC Arena at the Singapore Sports Hub and will feature some of the region's best gymnasts, including athletes from China, Japan, and Korea. The Lee Summit, Missouri native made her first elite international competition debut in the Philippines in 2022 at the Southeast Asian Games in Hanoi, Vietnam, as she represented her mother's native country. She led the Filipino team to a gold medal and earned a silver medal in the all-round and a gold medal in the vault final and a silver medal in the beam final. Finnegan and Team Philippines will look for another gold medal as they compete on Friday, June the 16th. And she is currently a gymnast for the Louisiana State University Tigers. And we do have time for one article that we alluded to, and this comes from Wisconsin. And so unfortunately, some despicable news coming out of there. A Wisconsin man was sentenced on Friday for sex trafficking multiple minors in the Philippines, a statement from the U.S. Department of Justice said. The DOJ cited court documents accusing Donald A. Stenson, 67, of West Allis, of traveling to the Philippines on multiple occasions starting in 2007 and repeatedly engaging in sexual activity with minors there. Between 2016 and 2019, the DOJ said Stenson lured five minor victims between the ages of 11 and 17 into commercial sex arrangements, engaging in sexual activity with the victims and then providing them with money and gifts. A search of Stenson's electronic devices uncovered multiple images and videos of minors' victims, including a video depicting Stenson engaging in sexual acts with a minor. The DOJ says Stenson encouraged the minors to have sex with him with another West Allis man identified as John Bergdorf, age 66. Stenson was identified based on the cyber tip line report from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Stenson and Bergdorf were both arrested and Bergdorf's resident West Elise and charged as co-defendants. Bergdorf was sentenced in November of 2022 to 2.5 years in prison for engaging in illicit sexual conduct with a minor in a foreign place. Denson was sentenced to Friday to 10 years in prison. And right now we're going to play our final song of the evening. It is from the group Harmonica Band featuring Justine Colusin. And the name of this track is entitled Mahal Parin Kita. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Sound Effects, a radio